Water.
I've come to Denver today in particular because Colorado is proving a model of what's possible. As soon as next week, every senator will get a chance to vote on a proposal to help strengthen school safety and help people struggling with mental health problems get the treatment that they need. As soon as next week, every senator will get to vote on whether or not we should require background checks for anyone who wants to purchase a gun.
The president's road trip pushing the agenda of sweeping gun control legislation, or at least a portion of it anyway, the background check, knowing that the automatic weapons were tossed out a couple of weeks ago. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Hope you stay and decide to throw in your two cents. I say that because you're always invited, whether you're left of left, right of right. We have a show where we talk to our friends here. So 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And so here's the deal. If I were to take a little mini poll on this show, how many of you think extensive background checks, one, will really work, are a good thing, and will pass with this Congress? The idea was to pare out the things that wouldn't work and try to come up with something that would work. Is this the something that will work or not? I say it's going to be close. And this is why the president, as he said, was in Colorado, because of the legislation that they signed in that state. Gun laws, no conflicts right now? What do you think on the federal level? See, state by state, we know it's different everywhere. Actually, all the laws on the books. If you sat down and you papered your walls with what one state does and with what another state does, because I've done this, and then another state, it's all different. It's all different as to what's acceptable in shooting someone who comes into your home. For Vegas, for example, they have to have a weapon, which I think is cockamamie. What if somebody's coming at you with a knife? That's not good enough. They got to be coming at you. Well, I guess with a knife it would work, but they have to definitely be coming at you. So there's this thing called planting the gun, and that's what some people resort to in some very odd, horrible situations. So the president is insisting that there doesn't have to be conflict between respecting gun rights and enacting new gun controls, as he's using the power of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to prompt Congress to take some sort of action, saying, you heard there, it's not easy, and flying to Colorado to push the Senate bill for the background checks for every single gun buyer. Every single gun buyer, which is exactly what is happening now in Colorado. Colorado now will check every single gun buyer, regardless. And what the Prez says is, listen, the loopholes that are in the law have allowed too many bad guys, criminals, and people who shouldn't be getting guns, getting them. So it's allowed them to avoid background checks entirely. And Colorado is showing that, to be practical about it, it can happen. And he's going to go to a few other places, too, as well. So there's going to be this vote on the Senate floor in the next 2 weeks. A huge, huge vote, because you can go back to the State of the Union address, go back to December and that horrible incident in Newtown, Connecticut, then the State of the Union in January, and now here we are in April. This is coming down the pike big time, and that means if it were to be extensive background checks. Think about this for a second. It's not just me walking into the store, getting the gun, of course, the background check, but going to any of the gun shows, that would be one thing that would be closed up. You would have to have those background checks. Have to have it. Obama didn't name the NRA, but hinted that the NRA is stoking fears that the background check will amount to taking citizens' weapons away. And that's what the government is trying to do. And he's saying, he calls it ginned up. They've ginned up fears among responsible gun owners that have nothing to do with what's being proposed and nothing to do with the facts. And Colorado was the right place for Obama to be because, think about it, it's pretty, most of Colorado, a big chunk of it anyway, is pretty rural. He was in Denver, but the hunting there, they have a huge tradition of hunting, and the Aurora movie theater massacre, too, wasn't too far from where he was. Now the death penalty, that's what's being sought for James Holmes, who was the shooter in that one. But the new package of gun laws that kind of mirror what Obama and his lieutenant, the VP, Joe Biden, have been pushing, it didn't ban assault weapons, but does limit high-capacity magazines to 15 rounds of ammunition and requires anyone who wants to buy a gun to get a background check. So that's the thing. That's what the state did. Didn't limit it, but did limit, rather, high-capacity magazines to those rounds and then the whole background check thing. The law passed, but the state legislature in Colorado, and we've talked about this before, mostly Democrats, and it was signed by a Democratic governor. So it was an easier path than what's happening in Washington. So do the Republicans fold them? What happens with the NRA? The NRA is definitely stalling anything akin to gun control. Will this pass? Is there any possibility of enough Republican support to make it go through? I'm going to say I think it's a tight vote. I think it's a tight vote, but I do not believe that it will go through because of the whole thing about gun shows and people feeling as though it's too much government red tape, that's not going to happen. That, forget it. There's no way they're going to have enough Republican support to say, all right, so let's do this thing where everybody, and I mean everybody, is going to get that background check. So I say no. I say no. We're going to be talking about this a lot, obviously, in the next couple of weeks. Certainly there are other things on the horizon for this show, including the bizarre story now that has unfolded. Once again, Rutgers University, the Scarlet Knights, the basketball coach, Mike Rice, is no longer the hoops guy there. After 3 years, he was suspended and basically lost $50,000 in pay several months ago. Now a videotape that shows how he was physically abusive and verbally abusive toward his players surfaces. Everybody jumps on Rutgers for not firing him. The athletic director decides to do a 180 and fires him on Wednesday morning. And now people are talking about all these aspects of the Rutgers basketball program, including could the AD, even the president of the university, lose their jobs. So coming up, we're taking a look at, is it winning at all cost? Is it fair? What's it all about? We're doing that next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Not surprisingly, we talked about this a lot on our last show. We knew that things were shaking beneath the feet of the Rutgers basketball coach, Mike Rice. He apologized and was fired on Wednesday after that videotape that aired showed him shoving, grabbing, throwing balls basically at his players and using gay slurs during practices. So many people were commenting on what they saw in that videotape, including the New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, who, you know, said that it was ridiculous. This is certainly something that we shouldn't be teaching kids. So there was massive criticism on not just a state level in New Jersey, but a national level. The school you knew was going to be pressured to do something. So they relieved him again of his so-called duties after three pretty unsuccessful seasons, to be honest, in the at this Big East school. So now there's a national search on to replace him, and you can bet the screening process will be pretty interesting, I think, this time around because of all the attention Rutgers has received. In the wings and joining us to talk about the basketball deal here with Rice, but also what is it about us as Americans and our culture now? How far have we gone to the ridiculous side of winning at all costs? Is Jeff Gaines. He's the author of a book called Never Enough Nation. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me here, Kate.
So you heard me just recap there that Rice now is gone. He's gone from Rutgers. I think he was shocked. I have a cousin that works in the athletic department, and they were like, you know, shocked that the whole thing came out in the first place. But I think it was a good thing for people to realize what was happening there to the guys who were playing hoops for him. I mean, how crazy was that to see some of that and hear what he was saying?
You know, I'm having an opposite response to a lot of people. I don't think it was all that crazy in that this kind of stuff's been going on for a long time. Now, I think it's an extreme example. But if you look at Bobby Knight, who was a coach for many, many years, he abused his players constantly. He used to throw chairs on the court. Imagine if we had a video of what he did in practice.
Yeah.
And so I think I'm totally in agreement that it's ridiculous that this guy can do something like that and still have a job. But to me, what I saw was all kinds of examples of coaching that I've seen over the years, right? I think, you know, you don't see coaches physically assaulting and throwing balls at them. But if you just took that video, took out the throwing of the basketballs, took out the pushing and the shoving and the kicking, and took out that one little name-calling bit, everything else he did looked like a normal coaching session.
Yeah, it's interesting. I have kind of a different take on that because I got a chance to be around Bobby Knight a little bit, and I think he was out of control many times in his career. There's no doubt about it. But, I still think it was different what I saw with the Rutgers coach, and I guess maybe it's because of the throwing of the balls. Yes, Bobby Knight threw the chair and all that other kind of stuff and did some crazy, crazy things that were highlighted, obviously. But now, when you look at what happened, I think, at Rutgers, and you look at some of the other coaches out there, I agree with you in the sense that absolutely, as someone who's covered sports and been inside so many locker rooms, I have seen some crazy things. But not all coaches are that way. I mean, this guy really pushed it to the limit, especially when you're talking about college players. But there probably is what I'm assuming is was massive stress on him anyway, which he shouldn't have projected onto the kids because he had really two crummy seasons and now here he was in the third lousy season. But that still is no excuse, I think, for putting it on those kids the way that he did. You know, in your book, as I said, it's Never Enough Nation, Managing Your Health, Wealth, and Stress. How much can you put to things like this toward the stress element?
Well, stress definitely brings out, pushes people past the limits. And, you know, there were so many incidences with that guy that, yeah. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
But, I think you can even broaden this if we're going to find about the stress element. Look at the corporate world. Look at parenting, coaching. It really has to do with how we affect other people. How do we lead? You know, he's trying to teach these kids. He's trying to get them to be better players with a method that, looks insane. But ultimately, what is it at its core that he was trying to do? He was using this never enough mentality to lead. And I think we do it in the corporate world. I think we do it with ourselves. The message was basically, you're not good enough. And if I tell you that enough times, you're going to want to be better. And it actually kind of happens the opposite of that, but it is the main method of leadership that I think is used. Again, obviously, him being a ridiculous example, way, way over the top, I don't think it's at all what most people do. But at the core, it's still a message of you're not good enough, be better.
Yeah, so when you put your book together, what did you see? What were examples that you used? I mean, how did this all come together for you?
For me, I started by trying to answer some simple questions like, how do you get yourself to exercise and eat right? How do you get, save your money and manage your money better? And as myself and my co-author were digging into trying to answer that question, what we found was this never enough mentality that's kind of buried within each of us. It's been conditioned inside of us. And that message is, think about how do you treat yourself when you make a mistake?
Yeah.
Right? You take that mistake, you sharpen it into a pointy stick, and you stab yourself over and over again with it. I'm awful. So we motivate ourselves with, I'm not good enough, I have to be better. And if I feel like I'm not enough, the answer seems to be more. And how much more do we have? More eating, more spending, more scheduling. And it gets to this point, like you pointed out with this coach, where he's just well past his limits. Way more than he could handle, obviously. And how common is that? How many people in America have an amazing abundance in their lives and yet still don't feel like their life is enough?
Yeah, so true. I think that. I think that part of the problem is exactly what you just said. It's never enough. If I make $1 million, I need to make 10. Why am I not making 10? The guy down the street has 10 million. If I'm making a decent living, it's still not enough because I sat next to so-and-so and so-and-so, so I'm going to kill myself and work 80 hours a week and then have absolutely no patience with anyone. Because I also think with that whole stress thing, Jeff, and I don't know if you've seen this, but I think people are overtired. They're whipped and they have just absolutely nothing left, and that's when they lash out at people.
Agreed. And not only tired from being crazy busy, tired from being, on the borderline of sick.
Yeah.
If you're just physically unhealthy, you have that much less capacity to manage even normal stresses.
Yeah. What do you think the answer is? What's the answer? To slow down, to take a look at survey the land? What do you suggest to people?
So, for some it's slow down, for some it's not. We have three case studies in the book, one for health, wealth, and stress each. And one of them is actually a friend of mine who's really, really busy, and he loves it. That's just the way he lives. If I had his schedule, I'd be stressed. So it's different for different people. We don't prescribe a, you know, here, live your life exactly like this and then you'll be happy. It's really, you know, to your question there about how do you define enough, right? And I think we don't define that ourselves. We let other people define it. We let society, we let marketing, we let, you know, the Joneses define that for us. And society defines enough as more than whatever you currently have.
Yeah, boy, that's true. More than you currently have. Is it demographic-wise, is this across the board? Does it matter if you're in your 20s, in your 30s, 40s, 50s? It's just across the board for Americans? Or who do you think are the most stressed or really feeling that never enough thing?
You know, Gen Y, which are basically mid-teen to late 20s, that younger generation has a different philosophy ingrained in them in life. And they are, as a generation, I think, better at defining enough in a different way. They tend to spend less. They want smaller houses. They want smaller cars. And so they're, you know, they see the world in a different way. Now, I think they still overconsume, overeat, overspend, overschedule. But if you compare them to the older generations, they do less of it. They do a better job of embracing the ideas that lead us away from the never enough nation.
Yeah. And what are a couple of the ideas of leading us away from that?
Well, the one we talked about is having, you know, enough be an internal definition. That's one I think most people, I mean, that alone would be a huge benefit. Folks would get out of the book. A couple others I would offer is to learn that we operate for emotional reasons first, rational second. Most people don't understand that. We think we do things because they make sense. In reality, we do things driven by our emotions, right? The 2002 Nobel Prize in economics was awarded to a psychologist, which is kind of a weird mix, right? This psychologist was able to prove that we make decisions emotionally first, rationally second. Completely changed the world of economics because they had models based on assumptions that people were going to do things that made sense. In reality, we do them for emotional reasons. And I think if you don't understand that and learn how to manage those emotions in a different way, they're going to manage you.
Well put. Perfect way to end this. To find out more things that you can learn about really getting back on course in a much different direction, a healthier direction, check out Never Enough Nation, Managing Your Health, Wealth, and Stress. Jeff, good luck with the book, and thanks for coming on the show.
Appreciate it. I want to mention we got neverenoughnation.com, and the book's available in paperback and Kindle edition up on Amazon.
Excellent. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Yeah. In 2006, 2 years ago, I made a very serious mistake. A mistake that I am responsible for and no one else.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Miss Lewinsky.
I'm deeply sorry that I did not live up to what was expected of me. To every New Yorker and to all those who believed in what I tried to stand for, I sincerely apologize.
I have not been honest with myself, my family, my constituents, my friends, my supporters, and the media. Last Friday night, I tweeted a photograph of myself that I intended to send as a direct message as part of a joke to a woman in Seattle. Once I realized I had posted it to Twitter, I panicked. I took it down and said that I had been hacked.
Capacity as Americans to forgive people who fall and don't tell us, but then come back and admit to it. And you just heard a whole bunch of them, folks. Politics, right? John Edwards, Bill Clinton, Elliot Spitzer, Anthony Weiner. And that's the greatest hits of politicians who done wrong and asked to be forgiven after they tried to cover things up. In the case of Rutgers, was there some kind of a cover-up or not? Tim Pernetti, who is the athletic director, saw the videotape and decided to suspend Mike Rice, the coach. And so you know, Mike Rice was with the team, was leading the team for 3 years, not great performances, you know, losing seasons all three. But it's not about the losing seasons. It's about the fact that he physically and verbally abused players, threw balls in their faces, slammed them in their faces, screamed at the top of his lungs at them. You know, not saying man up or some rally speech to the core kind of thing. I mean, really got in their face. And there it was on tape because Eric Murdoch, former NBAer, who was helping, he was an assistant, he was an assistant for a while with the team, shot the video and then released the video. But the video was shown, was taken to the athletic director, and the athletic director said he wanted to rehab Mike Rice. He felt like moving forward that he wanted to help him. So he was suspended, lost like $50,000 in pay, and felt like that was the right way to go. Then it becomes public, and the AD has a big turnaround, says he's responsible for the decision to even do the rehab thing. He takes it all on himself and says, the dismissive and corrective actions were debated. I thought it was in the best interest to rehab, but I was wrong. He said, I was wrong. Moving forward, I will work to regain, you know, all the trust of all the people in this community called Rutgers. But so the problem is, this is a four-year AD. He's been there for 4 years, and he's done some amazing things for that school. But what a quick turnaround after saying, you know, hey, upon further review, since everyone on the planet is raining down on top of us. Because here's the problem. One of the things that also happened with this coach, and this is the I'm sorry part, and again, bad boys asking for forgiveness. Now, much different than the sexual proclivities of these politicians who got booted, but still the same thing of, oh, we didn't know, and then all of a sudden we know. So with Pernetti, he's getting, obviously, a lot of criticism from people that are connected to Rutgers, the board of governors. There's six people that are on the board of governors, including Ralph Izzo. You should probably know that name. And what happened was, there was a statement that was released that said, you know, from this board that said the behavior, the abusive language and actions were deeply offensive, and you know now they're talking about what ultimately could happen to the AD and to the president, who said it was the first time he had seen the tape, that he personally reviewed the video evidence, and that there was a pattern of disturbing behavior, and he reached the conclusion that he can't continue to effectively be in that position, blah, 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 blah. So with the big turnaround from the AD, then the president saying he had to do that, you have to think that those two may ultimately be on the chopping block because of the outcry of so many people connected to the university. It's all about the politics behind the politics, right? So the board of governors, all of the people who are heavily boosters, you know, who are dumping money into Rutgers, they have some sway because they pull out the money, and then, you know, that's a bad deal for Rutgers, and they don't want that. And if it takes getting a president to be urged to quit, or an AD to be pushed aside, that could certainly happen here. That's now what's happening in the sports world, like politics. Whoops, a big misstep, you're gone. Forget about it. So 13 of the faculty members are demanding that the president, who is Robert Baracchi, that he, Baracchi, resign over his response to the video showing the basketball coach hitting, shoving, and berating his players. And part of the problem, too, is there was anti-gay slurs in the video. So you got to think back to Rutgers and what happened at Rutgers. Remember the freshman student Tyler Clementi killed himself in 2010 after his roommate used a webcam to spy on him kissing another man in his dorm. So Rutgers is incredibly sensitive to that. So you look at Rice addressing the media, apologizing. You've got some ex-players defending the coach. You have other people in the world of sports and elsewhere saying this is ridiculous. This shouldn't have been in the first place. It's kind of a mixed bag, but there are a lot of people that are chiming in on the Scarlet Knights again. Again, controversy swirling over this great university in New Jersey. If you remember, there was a controversy, it was probably about, I want to say it was about 7 years ago, with Don Imus made his comment about the female basketball players at Rutgers, and then ultimately he was booted from CBS and then went over to ABC, which wasn't the university's fault, but put them on the map with the comments. And then, of course, you had the Clemente thing, which was huge. They go from the Clemente thing to now this deal with the hoops coach, and more people, unfortunately, are getting to know Rutgers for other things. But the question is, are we still that kind of forgiving nation where, like, hey, look, the guy apologized. This is incredible what he did on this videotape, but the university handled it the way they thought they should handle it. So now we're all in their chili and saying that they did the wrong thing. And everybody's up in arms and highly involved. It's interesting because of all the things that you see the reaction to, and as somebody who loves sports and is like sports as much as I'm rabid about the politics of what's happening in politics in our nation and the ridiculousness of the red tape and getting caught up in it, there's so many similarities between sports and what we brand politics. It is really unbelievable. The winners, the losers, the cover-ups, the news conferences where things are created, the press conferences where situations are tried to be explained away and asking for forgiveness. And so it's just a microcosm, which is making that leap from the politicians you heard at the top of this to ultimately Mike Rice, the basketball coach, and what they end up doing. He's gone, so that's one thing. But now does something else happen to the president or to the AD because of it? If there's enough pressure, then there's a good chance that could happen. A super, super good chance. All right, coming up the rest of this hour here on America Tonight, we're going to hit the mailbag in our next segment. Not surprisingly, a lot of you had something to say about North Korea and Kim Jong-un. Also, many of you had something to say about this Rutgers situation. There's plenty of people listening in New Jersey and the Northeast and other parts of the country, and we're in the middle of the tail end of March Madness down to the final four teams and ultimately two teams on Monday. So we have some reaction to Rutgers, I think, because more people are paying attention. And then what's happening to some law enforcement types in different parts of the United States? They're being targeted and killed in cold blood, often in daylight. Two, in fact, three murders happening in broad daylight. And the latest one, a real shocker, a popular sheriff. So we'll talk about that coming up on the flip side. And it's many of you react to that as well when you hit me up in the email. That's next here on America Tonight.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us. Remember, you can always chime in, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-2283. You don't have to send us the email. You can call us, but we do get an overwhelming amount of email, including this from Brian, who says, "Hi, Kate, new listener here from Amherst, Massachusetts. I've been a gun owner for a long time. My father and I hunt. We've always had an interest in outdoors and conservation. He's a right-leaning, non-Obama supporter, but has an opinion that lines up with Obama's view on gun laws. I'm an Obama supporter. Do you feel like the gun issues in the U.S. can help us bond and mend partisan wounds?" Brian, thanks for the email, and I wrote back to Brian. And, you know, one can only hope that we can heal partisan wounds, because I think screaming and blasting each other is passé. Yeah, aren't we beyond that? We're beyond that. Can we not have conversations? We can agree to disagree massively. You know, I made that comparison before, politics and sports, so many similarities. Because, you know, if I root for the Phillies and you root for the Yankees, man, I'm all about wearing my Phillies stuff. I'm part of that club, and you're all about the Yankees. It's like the Democrats, the Republicans, independents, or we hate all this politics crew. We want our label. Even though we're trying to shed our labels, we want our label. And maybe that's part of the problem, that we can't have these civil conversations, it seems, anymore. And it would be great to have some things fall in place with guns, period. Whatever ultimately the decision is that's made, background checks, do they work? Should there be more stringent background checks? What happens in Colorado? Colorado's a great, I guess, test case in a way. He's saying that they hunt, they go out, they're all about the outdoors. That's Colorado. And now they have these laws, and think about what happened there with the movie theater in Aurora, and that's part of what lined this up. But there were a lot of Democrats in the state that made that sail through, as previously has been discussed. So do I feel like the issues can help us bond and mend the wounds? It'd be great if it did, even if there is massive disagreement. To see that happen would be a very good thing, I think. And notice, you know, father and son completely on the opposite scale when it comes to politics, but that's okay. You know, blood is thicker than water and all that. This one from Saba, who says, I started listening to America Tonight like 3 months ago, and I was pretty sure that you are a guy. I mean, your voice never thought you were a male. I couldn't tell. Let me ask you, are you the only one who does this radio station? Or is there a guy who also talks in this show, or am I just crazy? Matt, I hope you haven't run to get a soda. Can you talk for a second? He did. It never fails. He goes to the soda machine when I want him to talk. Yes, probably you've heard Matt on the show, or maybe you heard Bob Long filling in for me. Or maybe you just think I have a deep voice. I certainly don't have a high, girly voice, but I've never been told that I sound like a man, so that's pretty interesting. Okay, here comes this one from Jeffrey. And Jeffrey says, wow, unbelievable how many lawmen are being assassinated. It is frightening. It is a massive security scare in this country. What happened in Texas, what happened in Colorado, and now what's happened in West Virginia. Kate, if I were anyone who was in a courtroom or cruised around in a cruiser or sat in a cop shop somewhere, I would change my patterns as much as I could. But you have to figure that so many of these people have families, so many of these men have families, they're ultimately concerned about their loved ones. We may see some of the brightest and the best dump out of the biz. What do you think? Hey, good point, Jeffrey, because I would be concerned about that. Think about it. A lot of them do have young kids, and what do you care about more than anything else? Your kids, protecting your kids. So it may send some into a different arena. Sadly, the sheriff who was killed, he was doing the usual thing he did at lunch, where he parked his car, certainly not thinking something was going to happen to him. He's cracked down on the drug heads and started something he promised he would do when he came into office, when he was elected, and he said he would do that. So what happened was Sheriff Gene Crum was killed. He was killed as he was doing the lunch thing. What he did every single day. He was just elected last year. He just took office in January, but he already had rounded up. So he didn't sit around and have this empty talk when he was running. He didn't wait. He jumped on it immediately. He indicted dozens. He helped indict dozens of suspected drug dealers throughout the county in what was called Operation Zero Tolerance. And was that crusade related to why he was killed? The whole idea was stopping addiction among the people there. It's big meth area, big problems with pills, the, you know, farming them out, all that whole kinds of stuff. You know, this is a small area, the county courthouse. They evacuated it. They closed it after the shooting. What I love is that his men, who were just crushed by this, immediately got sheets up and surrounded his body with the sheet so that nobody could see it. And then they had two cars there too. They blocked it off. They did everything they could because they didn't want those pictures of him to be circulated all over the place. Now, what happened just a few days previous to that in Texas, just as bad, a district attorney and his wife shot to death in their home over the weekend. And then this, weeks after, Colorado's correction director also shot at his house. Man, there is some really sad and wrong things happening in this country. I mean, it's terrible. It's awful. So, you think about that, and truly, as somebody who's had family in law enforcement, and currently I do have a brother-in-law who's a cop, he's the greatest guy in the world. He's like a big bear. He'd help anyone, and he's helped a lot of people in his job. He's let people off for silly things where they haven't hardly speeded, and he said, I'm not going to ruin your day, but do this, this, and this. And I just really fear for him and for others, because at what point, if he's part of a drug bust or something that happens, is there a cartel? Is there a cartel attached to that? Is it crazy meth madness? What is it? And all the stories sort of have similarities but have major differences too. But the fact that you have that many people in the business being shot, I would say their families should be concerned. All right, quickly, this comes to us from Jake, who says, North Korea, why do we put up with it? Katie Kate, we need to build up our defenses and take this seriously, which I believe Chuck Hagel is doing, and the Pentagon, because really, who knows what's inside the head of Kim Jong-un? He could have what you called the other day, a miscalculation. If he does, we want to make sure we're there to shut it down immediately, since we have no idea where those missiles might reach. Who would take a chance on that? Would you? No. If I am the Secretary of Defense, I'm in his face. I have my ships out there. Furlough be damned. I'm doing what I have to do to get out there, because you can't take it not seriously. We have 28,000 soldiers on the DMZ who have been there forever. So we're stuck in this state of play for a very long time. We've been there, and we would just let this whole thing blow up and then try to counterattack afterwards? Of course not, especially nuclear nonsense that's thrown out there. There's absolutely no way we could do that as a nation. We could not do it. Here's one from Tom in Illinois. Shame on Mike Rice. What was he thinking? Wouldn't I love to be the coach of a team like Rutgers? Instead of shaping young minds, he destroys them and tears them down. I know some of his players have defended him, but they should have fired him in the first place. All right, you can be part of the show by calling us. Always keep this number handy. Write it on your hand, 855-266-5283. Or, like all those others did, email us your thoughts, americatonight.net.
He could take the endorsement and shove it.
Watch your language in front of the lady, punk!
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.